Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
We have a very special motto, our Wing Chun universe.
Yeah.
WTU Wing Chun and our organization, and this motto is We Move People.
Yes, it's the main motto, yeah.
Our main motto. Why did we choose this motto?
There's inside the word move, to move, moving, and this is the most important thing in every way, in our mind, with our body, in our psychic, in every way. The life is changing. Everything changing in every moment. There's, if I go in a room, I don't go out. I'm not the same person when I go out. And so everything is changing. And so we have to be very adaptable to all things that we can go with this change, that we don't go against the changing of the nature.
Yes, what happens if a person do not want to change? When a person don't move so much?
They want to be safe.
Yes, and what happens? What is the result when someone do not change anymore?
They go against things. And if you go against, then you, in the time, you will destroy yourself. If you go against the wall and the wall and the wall, your head will be broken. You can only you have to go with, and then you can't go with. You have to train this.
I think also that someone has to be very aware to register when there is a time to change something. You must be very aware.
Yes. If you don't recognize that the things are changing, you will get in great troubles. And for me, our WTU Wing Chun is that you learn to go with the move, you go with the changing. And the best way is that you learn all these things first with your body. And with your body, you can see this like a little room. You see that you go against the things. If there is an attack, you go against, you don't go with the move from the attacker. And so you can recognize this with your body, and then you can adapt this on the other parts of your behavior.
Why do we react in such way? Are we conditioned in the wrong way?
We are conditioned. We are born in our family and then in a society, and to move your body is to act with Kräfte.
Forces.
And so we learn how the people around us act with forces. And the normal way how people react with forces is that they go against. And this is not a natural way. And so we go through our life, and okay, it's enough for this, but it's not the natural way and it's not the right way. And so we have to change what we have learned when we were very, very young. We have to change this conditioning. We have to break these conditions, patterns we learned in when we were in the first years. And this is not easy. Because we think this is the nature how we act. No, it's not the nature, it's conditioned.
Yes.
And so how we move our body, so we are thinking and also so we are feeling. And most of the things what we think that happened are things we are doing, not the don't be happened. We are doing these things with our conditioning. And so it's in this main motto, remove people, it is inside that we have to change everything. We have to be like water. We have to go with, we don't go against all the things what happened.
How can I get more movement in my emotions? When I also in my emotions go against, how can I get them more movement inside? For the body, it's logical to do WTU Wing Chun.
To get more movement and emotion, first, you have to make a step before you have a conditioned emotional reaction. And there is move inside, but the move is wrong. If I have great emotions because there is a conditioned reaction, then this is a problem. You're conditioned that you get in this situation this emotion, then you are out of control. First, you have to bring control in your emotions, and then you can use the movement who is inside the emotion. It's a paradox, because to get control is like you are not free. But you are not free if you have no control over your emotions. You only can use your emotion as tool if you have control over your emotion. In the other way, the emotions have control over you. And to move, to go with, is that I know what I'm doing. And not it happened, I don't know what I'm doing. This is not what I mean if I say we move people or I move myself. I want to bring more control in the things I do. And so WTU Wing Chun, our Wing Chun, it's a tool to do this. For me, Wing Chun is designed, okay, Wing it's a thing to fight. It's a very dangerous thing to fight, but it's not the ground why this art is in the world. It's that we have a tool that we can transform ourselves.
Okay, so we can get more movement inside, in the body, in the thinking, and in the emotions.
Yes.
And what can I do to get more movement in the thinking center?
In the thinking center, where all people think the think what the think came out from themselves. But most, I think, 95% what we are speaking, what we are thinking, are conditioned patterns. We are like machines which repeat, but we are not thinking. And this is the problem. To move is that we think about for ourselves. If someone says something, think maybe not. It's not my experience. Maybe he repeat because many people before him repeat this, what he's saying. But I have no experience. This is this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I should think myself to get experience with this. And then I can say, okay, for me, this is.
Mm-hmm.
But to do this, I have before destroy my mental conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Because thinking is not only reaction. Thinking is that you have own experience about and not experience from other people who repeat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's very, very much insight in our motto, We Move People.
It's very much insight. It's our main motto, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. And?
Bye.
Bye.